Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
During several months in 2021, Duncan McMath and I at Zoom, where we've combined to make Take the Ball, Pass the Ball, and El Presidente, and El Phenomenal, the Phenomenon about Ronaldo Nazario. During several months in that year, we were in touch with the company that made Class of 92, and we were trying very hard to persuade Leo Messi to allow us access to do a kind of last dance film. The journalistic worth of such a film was high anyway, because access to Leo Messi beyond the occasional interview is something that's pretty rare. The world doesn't see as much of him as perhaps they do of other great superstars across all sports. The commercial side of it was obvious. People will pay to stream, to download, to watch something that's independent, that's not a puff piece, that's genuinely got access to Leo Messi. And my little grain of sand to add was that I was convinced there was an extremely high chance of Leo Messi and Argentina winning the World Cup in 2022. In the end, there was no way to persuade either Leo Messi or his entourage. And we were told from the outset that they've been fielding for a number of years something like 3 or 4 proposals per month about a documentary, a film, various different iterations of that type of product. Some who've made the proposals have said, name your son. Others, like us, have tried to base the proposition upon previous working relationship, trust, and the idea that something of all-time value could be made. Anyway, for the moment, it's a fisherman's tale. It's just another one of those that got off the hook. And indeed, he did win the World Cup. You probably all know, I've probably mentioned too many times, that again, I was tied to Spain, La Roja, as their producer for the host broadcast service, HBS. And there were things of worth in that work, most particularly increased access and time with the really charismatic, electrically stimulating Luis Enrique Martinez, who was Spain coach then. I really enjoyed my little team of 4 of us that comprised Omar, Harry and Alex. We worked well, we had some fun. But the thing I'll never forget about the World Cup, apart from the fact that it should never have been awarded in the way that it was illegitimate, it should never have been a Winter World Cup, those two things remain disgraces. The thing that I'll remember is not only that Leo Messi finally won the World Cup, but how Argentina conquered it. I think after Game 1 and the defeat against Saudi Arabia, and I remember watching that in the International Broadcast Centre where we were working that day, and all the immigrant workers I could see who had time off at that time, and they tended to be the hundreds that were accumulated in that massive building tended to be from other Muslim countries, and they were absolutely all non-Saudis. They were absolutely all cheering on Saudi Arabia. It was massive for them to see a team from their region defeating the favourite, one of the favourites for the World Cup. To bounce back from that and to emulate Spain, now the only two teams to have lost their opening game in a World Cup, but ultimately lifted the trophy in the final, was something that Leo Messi, I know, spent time in the training ground in the University of Qatar, about 600 or 700 metres away from where Spain were training. He spent time saying, I was a teammate of Xavi, Iniesta and Puyol and Busquets and Pedro and Piqué and Valdés when Spain lost the first game in 2010 and then won the trophy. We don't panic, lads. We can still do this. I've paraphrased, but I know for a fact that that's what he was telling his teammates. Believe. That skips me on to why I wrote this column for ESPN FC. Sometimes in this industry, you're told things. Sometimes you find things out by fluke or good luck. Sometimes you simply use accumulated experience and you make an analytical best estimate. In this instance, I was lucky to get a very good briefing, and it surprised me. I'd been one of the ones who would be most cynical about either the possibility of Leo Messi returning to Barcelona as a logistical fact, as something that was feasible, and also cynical about, or more than cynical, unclear, unsure about the potential success of Messi coming back to the place that he left in such disgraceful circumstances, being ushered out, being betrayed, having the carpet pulled from underneath him and leaving in tears. The idea of a comeback at his age to this version of Barcelona is something that appears to me to be seriously open to debate when you come to analyse, is it a good idea or not? Nonetheless, the briefing that I received materially changed my understanding of the situation, and that's why I wrote this.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Set against the backdrop of their current troubles, and you can choose whether accusations of trying to influence refereeing decisions, being in an atrocious state financially, or needing to abandon their Camp Nou home for a couple of seasons is the more serious turbulence, it would be easy to imagine that increasing rumours of FC Barcelona trying to repatriate Lionel Messi were no more than useful distraction tactics so that the club could divert attention away from their increasingly bleak situation. Smoke and mirrors and Messi if you like. So it comes as an interesting twist in the tale to find, as I'm extremely confident is the case, that the entire idea of him re-signing for Barcelona has been driven by Messi himself. The World Cup winning captain has, as has almost always been the case, the world at his feet. Paris Saint-Germain want him to renew the contract and fear the idea of being denuded by his departure. Money no object. Inter Miami know that Messi has long been working on a package deal to buy significant shares in the club and, in due course, potentially play there. Leo Messi also knows that there's now a significant nine-figure sum, count them, nine figures, on offer if he chooses to go and play in Saudi Arabia and set up another series of Cristiano Ronaldo versus Leo Messi battles and who's better snooze fests while the Saudis try to compete to host the World Cup in 2030. But it was the 35-year-old genius who departed Camp Nou after a flood of trophies, goals and general brilliance in floods of tears nearly two seasons ago, who decided that his first option was to go home. When current Barcelona vice president Rafa Yuste confirmed contacts with Messi's people a fortnight ago, he framed his press conference answer that he personally had a thorn in his side about how things had ended, that he, Rafa Yuste, wanted to persuade Messi to have a Michael Jordan-esque last dance experience because beautiful stories should end well. It portrayed as if Barca, in the midst of this almost all-consuming institutional mess they're in, were the ones with the vision, the humility, the daring to try and put right the horrible, cold-hearted fracture which they themselves had inflicted in the relationship between the Camp Nou club and Lionel Andres Messi. Just in case you've forgotten what happened, Messi agreed to cut his salary by 50% in order to help Barcelona renew his expiring contract back in 2021, then flew over to the Camp Nou from his holiday in Ibiza, thinking that a deal had been struck, but discovered instead that President Joan Laporta had changed his position by 180 degrees, that there was no new contract and, in effect, Barcelona had unceremoniously dumped their greatest ever footballer. A couple of months after he gave his distraught adios press conference, Messi told Diario Sport, "Nobody ever asked me to play for free. They asked me to reduce my salary by 50% and I agreed because I wanted to help the club and my whole family wanted to stay in Barcelona. I was willing to do everything I could to make that possible. That's why what the president said was so hurtful. There was absolutely no need for it. He threw me to the wolves without taking responsibility for his actions or considering the consequences. It raised all sorts of doubts in people's minds and I really believe I deserve better than that." You'd be forgiven that so soon after Messi drove Argentina to the holy grail of winning the World Cup, everything that Barcelona were doing made it look as if they'd seen the error of their ways and were at least trying to make things good again. You'd have been forgiven for the suspicion that it was smoke and mirrors to distract fans and club members who were furious at the state of the club in both financial and reputational terms. But that hasn't been how this story emerged. In fact, it began when Messi decided to message Xavi. His idea was to tell his ex-teammate and fellow treble winner of 2009 and 2015 that his first option, if it could be sanctioned by Xavi the coach, and if the club could find a financial mechanism to make it work, would be to move back to his Mediterranean mansion to test out his ability to stay in condition to compete in the 2026 US-Mexico-Canada World Cup and to remove the metaphorical thorn from his side. I'm not quoting directly from Xavi's response to Messi, but I can assure you 100% that the current Barcelona coach has extremely firm and clear views on the training ground regime he inherited a few days after Messi gave that interview to Diario Sport back in November 2021. Xavi was, to put it mildly, utterly shocked. His interpretation on inheriting the coach's job was that things were slack, that a star players are in charge vibe had taken root, and he was completely committed to making root and branch changes. So when Messi recently floated the possibility of return, I can guarantee equally strongly that Xavi's first criterion, without hesitation, would have been my team, my training ground, my rules, no matter who you are. In my briefing, I was assured that Messi had anticipated this and accepted the new era rules without hesitation. Now, put yourself in Xavi's shoes. There's the temptation to tell the club, listen, don't tell Leo, but I'm perfectly happy coaching a young, obedient, unified squad. Might that be your response? But Barcelona's current coach is a complete football addict. He will have been watching most of Messi's 69 Paris Saint-Germain matches. Xavi will have known offhand that the man who now yearns to return has scored or assisted 64 times in those 69 appearances. But did you know that? I'll admit, I had to look it up. Did you know that Messi has been responsible for a goal contribution, 31 scored, 33 assisted, once every 93 minutes? During which time, of course, he not only captained Argentina to that World Cup glory I was talking about, he scored 7 and made 3, meaning that he produced a goal contribution in Qatar every 69 minutes. Just stop to think. If your club were buying a 25-year-old with those stats, what would they pay? Would it break the world record €222 million Euros Paris Saint-Germain paid to buy Neymar? I think we all know it would. Halfway through this time in the French capital, he admitted, I don't know what I'll do when my contract here expires. My wife and I definitely want to come back to live in Barcelona, but other than that, I've no clear plans. I've always said I'd love to come back to Barca and do whatever I can to help the club that I love continue to grow. I think a role like technical secretary would be a good fit for me. I can't promise it will happen, but I'd love to end up back at Barca again, working to make sure it continues to be one of the greatest clubs in the world. End quote. But let's face stark facts here. La Liga calculates that Barcelona are €200 million away from where they need to be in order to meet their financial fair play regulations. Which is why the verbally agreed contract renewals for players like Gavi, Marcos Alonso, Sergio Roberto and Ronald Araujo have not been permitted to be formalised or registered with La Liga. As an explanation, it's slightly simplistic, but Barcelona will effectively require to generate €200 million, cut €200 million, or an amalgamation of both ideas, before they can even register those new contracts, let alone sign Leo Messi or indeed anybody else. Given that there'll be a hefty loss of revenue when moving to play up on Montjuic Hill in the Olympic Stadium, that really looks like an almost impossible task. Little wonder the city of Barcelona is awash with rumours that the club is petitioning La Liga for flexibility on the special case that restoring Leo Messi to Spanish football, not just to Barcelona, would be to everybody's benefit. Before even considering whether Messi has it in him, mentally and physically, to continue contributing at such a high level, given that he turns 36 in June, before considering whether his inspiration in staying competitive until the 2026 World Cup will be sufficiently motivational, the hard truth is that comebacks are usually not a great idea, needs to be confronted. Can Barcelona somehow put together the right conditions for Messi's newest dream to be fulfilled? Will it work if they do? Are we destined to go down this tortuous route only to see Messi left tearful and distraught at the altar once again? The whole idea is odds against. But then, so was Messi leading Argentina to the World Cup. Indeed, so was most of his literally astonishing career. The fact that this is Messi-driven, however, offers just a glimmer of a possibility that the music is still playing and a last dance might be in prospect.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.